I first got involved in the Iditarod in 1974. I was an Army veterinarian up here. Terry Adkins, who ran the race that year, had been the veterinarian the year before, and basically the only. And so since he was running the race, he asked me if I would take his prior role. And there was... I went the whole trail. There were like three or four other veterinarians who were at a specific checkpoint but didn't move along. Yeah, I was brand new up here. No sled dog experience at all, so it was pretty deep learning curve there at the first. There was some really bad weather the first of the year. Ptarmigan Pass had wind chills in excess of 100 below, so it was a tough year. And I got to see them after that. So, now, one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences, you know, there's been so many, it's hard to say. I think one of my favorites was Larry Thompson was a pilot. We were in Rhone River, which has a very short strip, and there were quite a few drop dogs. So we were ferrying dogs over to Farewell, which was an FAA strip and had a long paved strip. And that way we could get more dogs in the airplane and get off with more. And there were two guys there who were doing freelance photography. And one of them finally turned to Larry and says, "How do you know when you're overloaded?" And Larry said, "Won't get off the ground." Running the race, those first few years, it was hard to tell if it was going to last. I mean, it was, there weren't a lot of sponsors. No one had trained for this kind of a long distance race before. So there were all kinds of various dog teams. And once people learned how to run the race and how to train the dogs and what kind of dogs they wanted, it has changed so much. The dogs are much better athletes anymore, way more attuned to running these kinds of distance. And it's become a worldwide race, whereas at first it was kind of just this local little thing in Alaska. So it's hugely changed. And like I say, first year I went, it was hard to say if this was something that was ever going to last. What I know for sure in life is, experiences like what happened to me on those first couple Iditarods with only come on long once. So you really have to take advantage of them. And I don't do the Iditarod anymore, but I enjoyed it so much initially, and it was such a wonderful learning experience for me. And if you have those kinds of opportunities, you should grab them.